Welcome to the Help Club for Moms podcast. Each week, we offer biblical encouragement and practical ideas to help you know the love of Jesus Christ more deeply and become the woman, wife, and mother you were created to be. We're so glad you're here. It's going to be a great day. Hello, everyone. My name is Deb, and I'm super excited to be here today with my dear friend, Linda.
Hello.
And we are continuing on in this week's amazing study about how to hear God's voice. And ladies and gentlemen, you can hear God's voice. It's not just for a select few. There's not some elite group of Christians that hear God's voice and the other people don't. No, all of us can hear God's voice. And we have the Holy Spirit inside of us as Christ followers, and God speaks to us. And so that's what we really wanted to share with you guys this week. And we're just giving you different opportunities every day this week to where you can sit with God and ask Him some questions about certain areas of your life. So like the first day we explained if you haven't gone back and listened to the teaching that we had on Monday at the beginning of the week, you're going to want to do that first. So turn off this podcast and go listen to that. And then the next one is hearing God for yourself, then hearing God for your husband. And today is hearing God for your kids. And you guys, your words have power. The Bible says the tongue has the power of life and death. The Bible also says the tongue of the wise brings healing. And guys, you can go to God and you can ask God for a word in season for your children. If your child is going through a hard time, if your child is lying or getting in trouble all the time or not doing well in school, you can go to God and you can say, God, give me a word in season for right now for this child. And Linda, I love how you do that in your car with your kids. I love how Linda, she loves hearing God's voice for herself, for her husband, for her children, and with her children. We're going to talk more about that at another day, about hearing God's voice with your children. But I love how Mike and you, when you drive your kids to school, that you call out promises of God over your kids in the car. And I want them to hear that. I want these ladies to hear that.
Yeah. So every morning, my husband drives them to school on his way to work, and he does declarations with them, and they declare together who they are in Christ. So, and I've done it as well, and I just go with what Holy Spirit gives me for them, and he goes with what Holy Spirit has given him for them, and they declare, you know, that they are overcomers, that they are the righteousness of God in Christ, and just all sorts of things, that they're the head and not the tail. Like, these things are all found in Scripture. So I would encourage you, if you have any promises that you feel like are for your children, that God's given you for your family even, because as families, we have promises and legacy, to declare them together and to say them out loud, because Romans 10:17 says faith comes by hearing and hearing comes by the word of God. So that is God's word to you that you're declaring out. You're hearing it. It's going back in and creating faith. Yeah.
And you know what the Bible says? And I think we need to think about this, because this is Jesus. Okay. The whole Bible is obviously the word of God. But this is Jesus talking, and the children were gathered. People were bringing the children to Jesus for him to lay his hands on them. And the disciples were like, no, the master's busy. The teacher's busy. Go away, basically. And Jesus was like, do not hinder. He said, let the little children come to me and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these.
Amen.
Do not hinder your children from coming to God. It was so sweet. My little granddaughter, a few weeks ago, we were driving and we were listening to We Sing Bible Songs. And both of my children at age 3 came to Christ during We Sing Bible Songs in different songs. And they both remember it. And they both made me pull over on the side of the road and invite them and pray for them to receive Christ and just make a profession of faith. And I'm telling you, they were little, but they knew it was real. And it was hard for me. Like, I was like, is it real? Is this real? But we cannot think about that, guys. It's not our job to save our children. And my children were baptized when they were 5 and 7. But then my daughter, she really felt called by God when she was 26 as a married woman, and to hop into the baptismal with all of her clothes on at church when they were baptizing. She really felt like God wanted her to get in the baptismal and get baptized, rebaptized as an adult, because she just wanted more of God. And I'm telling you guys, don't hinder your kids. And so if your kids, if you want to declare things over your kids, it doesn't matter if they're little. It doesn't matter. Declare things over them. Of course, you know, we have to be a Christian to have the Holy Spirit living right inside of us, all that stuff, right? But if your children are asking about God, so my granddaughter, a couple weeks ago, she was asking questions and she says, I want to have Jesus in my heart. And I was like, oh my goodness. And I was driving her home because I take care of her once a week. And I said, okay, so I said, hey, you got to talk to mommy and daddy about this. And so she did. And she was like, Jesus, come into my heart.
Oh, and how old? She's three.
She's three, just like my other kids. And of course, she has to go through the journey of becoming a Christian, you know, but full understanding, we're always getting understanding, right?
Yeah. Even now, we're just getting more and more revelation, more understanding.
But I believe that she knows Jesus. Yeah. I believe she made that profession of faith because, guys, we are not the ones that draw our children to Jesus. It is the Holy Spirit that draws them. Yeah. And no one can come unto the Father except through the Holy Spirit, except through God drawing them to himself. And so if your kids are asking questions about God, I just wanted to lay that out there. Just go as if they're 20 years old and they're asking questions.
Well, and the thing is, as adults, we have to become like children.
We do.
To enter the kingdom of God. Ugh. So, I mean, they're already there. Just talk to them like they're already there, because they are.
It's so sweet. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I love those declarations. So are there a couple of other ones? Like, okay, I like it because like what you were saying about your boy when he was playing basketball and what he said, and then you're like, your husband's like, no.
Right, yeah. So last night we were playing basketball and we were playing pig, which is just like a shooting game. And one of my sons was like, man, I am just unlucky. He was like not making baskets. And we both were like, we were like, you take that back, right?
You're the head, not the tail.
That's right.
And it has nothing to do with luck.
Exactly. And so we were like, no, you repent of that right now. And you break it off in Jesus' name. He did it out, you know, you gotta do it out loud. He did it out loud. And then I said to him, you are blessed. And I said, say it. He goes, I am blessed, you know? And so there's so many different instances where there's just teaching moments all the time with our kids.
There's teaching moments all the time. So we just wanted to give you guys a few ideas. And don't forget that we're going to have some time at the end of when Linda and I talk. You're going to have 10 minutes to interact with a few questions that you'll be able to download or click on the link in this podcast. And there'll be a few questions that you can ask God about your kids. But today, what we're going to focus on is hearing God for your children. And so I thought I would give you a couple of examples how I've heard God for my kids. In their moment when they're teenagers, my children have both had just really down moments where they felt bad about themselves. They did something wrong, or even as little kids, right? And my daughter was such that when she would do something wrong, she would act even worse because she was her worst critic. She was the one that she would just act out because she felt so bad and didn't know how to change it, right? All of us need a savior. Yeah. And when our children are acting up, they need to know that they can come to Jesus and say, Jesus, help me. I mean, if we all said, Jesus, help me all day long, do you know we would gain so much victory,
right?
And teaching our children, Jesus, help me, when they're making mistakes, but in their lowest point, I would tell my children, guys, I know that you did not mean to do this, or say something happened, say they were just continually doing something that I'd been really irritated with. And I said, I know that you do not mean to do this. And I know that you are so sweet and you are so kind and you don't want to hurt your sibling. You want to live in harmony together. And I said, I know it. And of course we discipline them if they need discipline, but I always try to call out the fact that I don't feel like my kids meant to do. I mean, sure, all of our kids mean to sin sometimes, right? But I feel like for the most part, they're just children. They're not little adults. And so I would encourage them to say, you have such a heart. I've seen you the way that you love your brother, or I've seen you the way that you love your sister, and I've seen how kind you are. And that is the reality of who you are. I don't say reality, that's a big word, but I would say you are kind. You are such a great big sister. And I would, in those moments, and I didn't always do it, I would blow up, I would lose it, but I would try to say, Jesus, tell me what to say to my child. And God will give you a word, that word in due season. Mm-hmm. And then for me, when my kids were older, I had just learned, we just started Help Club, and I learned how to pick a hymn for your child. And it's so easy. You can go to our website if you want more instructions and some examples of some hymns. But at helpclubformoms.com, you can put the search bar, you can type in how to pick a hymn for my child. You can ask God for a hymn for your child. And so we, for a Christmas present several years ago, we asked God for a hymn for our children. And do you know, they were perfect. My daughter has always been someone who thinks deeply about God. And it was When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, because that's her. She surveys Jesus. She thinks deeply about him. And my son was In the Garden, When I Go to the Garden Alone, Where the Dew is Still on the Roses. And that's my son. He has a sweet, simple walk with God. And when we presented them, I typed them up, or I had a friend of mine who makes things on like Canva or something. She made it and we framed it. And when I presented it to my children, I said, these are the hymns that I feel like the Lord really wanted us to give to you. And then I would tell them what I saw in them with those hymns. Mm-hmm. And I would say, Christy, you're someone who thinks deeply about God. And Jack, you're someone who walks with Jesus every day, and you don't overthink your relationship with him. Mm-hmm. And God can do that for you. But what about you? What about an example about your kids?
We did this thing over Christmas. It was the ornament exchange.
Oh, yes.
I actually,
I did it too.
Yeah. I had picked all of these ornaments. I picked five, one representing each one of us in the family. And I put them up.
Okay. Before we go any further, you guys go back and listen. Hearing God as a family with Jackie Davis. And it doesn't matter if it's Christmas or not. You could do this with something else.
Okay. You could do it with different anything. Objects yeah. or anything. And, you know, I would pull one out and I would say, okay, this is Cy's ornament. We're going to prophesy over Cy. So everybody sit and write what words God is giving you for Cy, who God says he is, what he has to say about him and his future, anything that God gives you. So we wrote them all down and we did all five of us. And
you
then
prayed ahead of time. Like you say, yeah, what we words prayed. Speak to us. Mm-hmm,
absolutely. And then we read them to each other. We were like, all right, it's Callan's turn. What does God say about Callan? And you could just see the joy coming off of them when they were giving the words to each other, when they were receiving the words to each other. Children have such a childlike faith already. And so, you know, you're like, this is from God's heart. And they're like, that's who I am. Like immediately, you know what I mean? And as adults, we have so much more kind of baggage around that. But you could do this with anything. You could do it with Bible characters. Like,
oh, I love the
you know,
Bible characters.
And give each one of the kids, like,
ask
like,
God,
you know,
say, God said, show me a Bible character yeah. that you have for my child.
Yeah. And then why? And delve into those stories with them and say, like, God said, you're like David. Why is that? You have a heart for him. You love him. You love to praise him. You know, you're strong and courageous. Things like that.
Oh, yeah. You know, it just came out of me because I had learned about how to pick a Bible character mm-hmm. for like asking God for a Bible character. And I was sitting with my daughter last week and it just came out of me. And I was like, in my mind, I was like, Lord, what do you have? Like, what do you have for Christy? And he pointed out to me that her Bible character would be Nicodemus because there's nothing, Nathaniel, the one that there's nothing false in him.
Wow.
He was sitting under the fig tree when he was mm-hmm. called. And I said, Christy, there's nothing false in you. There's nothing false in you. And I said, you know, and you have such a beautiful faith because he said, teacher, you know, you are the Son of God, right? Mm-hmm. And he just said it. He proclaimed it. And Jesus said, you will see greater things than these. And I said to my daughter, I said, you have nothing false in you. And you're just like Nathaniel, not Nicodemus, Nathaniel, yeah. but Nicodemus would be cool too,
yeah,
right?
He was good too. Yeah.
So you could pick a Bible character, but just asking God for a word. I did the Christmas thing.
Yeah.
And it was so cool. My son's girlfriend was crying. It was so sweet. And then I met with her last night. She said that God has been really speaking to her about that scripture. And my son was really touched. And oh man, God is so good. If you guys ask him, I'm telling you, he will tell you. And I went to that Bible study that we've been going to with Jackie and learning how to pick Christmas ornaments. And so I went and I bought Christmas ornaments. And I felt God saying, just pick them out and don't worry about who they're for, right? So I picked them out and then I prayed over them for about 2 weeks. And then the time came to write the word from the Lord. And, oh man, this was so good. I can't even, I mean, this is totally God because I would not have this in me. This is like the Lord. And he said, now pick. for each person in your family. And so I picked, and then I had these little greeting cards, Christmas greeting cards, and I wrote at the top why I picked the ornament. And then I asked God for a scripture for them, and then I asked God for a word and for every one of them. So I wrote my note to them, and then I wrote a scripture, and then I wrote a note to them as if I were God. And do you know my son, I didn't know about the meaning of his name, but he said, God said, it was so sweet. He said, my son, my Jackson. And he said, because we call him Jack, but Jackson, he was talking about John the Baptist. And I mean, it just all came out. And just the fact that he paved the way for the Savior, and just talking about how Jack paves the way for other people to come to Christ by the way that he loves people and talks about the real Christ, you know, the loving Christ. And and I just couldn't even believe all that came out of me, but that was from the Lord. You know, he does that. And do you know what was amazing? So my son-in-law and my daughter gave us a gift when they first walked in the door, and it was wrapped in this paper that matched my son-in-law's ornament.
I know. Only God can do that.
Only God can do that.
Yeah, and he's in the details.
And yeah, I couldn't even believe it. So ask God, what are some questions? Like, we can give them a hint, and then we'll write them down too. You can print them out, but like.
Yeah. So any question that you would ask God for yourself or for your husband, you can ask for your kids. Like, Lord, how do you see them? Mm-hmm. You can even ask them about their future destiny. He may or may not tell you, right? I mean, he will tell you something. He may or may not give you all the details. Probably not, because he wants us to walk by faith. You can ask, the Bible characters. You can ask for a word. For birthdays, that's what I try to do for my kids. But also for any of my really close friends and family.
Like, you've written, right? You've had words for me, and they were beautiful.
That's the best gift you can give anyone. Yeah. So there's anything you can ask for yourself, you can ask for your kids.
I love that. Yeah. And we're for my birthday. My birthday is 2-2. So it's February 2nd, 2-2-22. That's my birthday this year. And I was like, okay, this is pretty special. And so I'm having Jackie come over on my birthday and going to teach us all how to speak words of prophecy over each other. And so Jackie's amazing. You guys, make sure you listen to all of her podcasts here.
Yes.
But don't forget, I want to read from Romans 4:17 to you as you're thinking about this. Oh, God is so good. He is the God who gives life to the dead and calls into being things that are not. And what that means, guys, I love the old version. He calls those things that are not as though they yet were. Mm-hmm. Guys, our tongues have the power of life and death, and you can call things into being. It's not magic. It's not making God a genie. But you can ask God to show you something that is deep inside your child's heart, a gifting. And that can really come forth in your words. And if you've made mistakes, like we all have, and you've criticized your child heavily or really been condemning, guess what? God heals. Yeah. And God is outside of time. And if you have a certain memory, I even went today, it was really weird. I was listening to this podcast about God being outside of time. And it is absolutely true. He's outside of time. And I went, asked God to go back into a couple of times where there was hurt from different relationships. And I just asked him to bring healing. Yeah. And we can do that with our kids too. So if you know of a time that you lost it or something bad happened with your kids and you, go back, ask God, go back in time and heal that. Mm-hmm. Heal that. Heal that wound. He is so good. Mm-hmm. And he's so much bigger, guys. He is God. And he created the solar system. He has no time. Nothing limits him. Yes. So you could ask him to go heal. But call those things that are not as though they yet were in your children. Mm-hmm. Call those into being by your words.
Yeah. And I want to point out that a lot of times, maybe something that your child is struggling with, their identity, who they really are, is actually even the opposite of that.
It is so true.
Yeah. So call that forth. Right? Like, we had a son who was having trouble with lying. And so we would say to him, this is not you. We know it's not you, son. This is who you are. You love the truth. You love Jesus. Jesus is the truth. You love Jesus. He's in you. The truth is in you. You are a truth teller. That's who you are. Right? And he actually had, the same son also had been struggling for a while in school. And I recalled that somebody had prophesied over him when he was like 3 that he was going to be good with numbers. Well, it turns out the last several years he's been having trouble with math. And I was convicted. One day I was driving by myself and I said, God, what do I do about this? And God reminded me of that prophecy. And I was like, oh, you know, that would come up every once in a while. And I would just kind of brush it aside and go, well, I guess that was wrong. And he's like, no, this is what I said. Tell him what I said. So when I picked him up from school that day, I said, son, do you remember this? And he's like, no. And I was like, but well, I remember it. This is what God said about you. He said, you're good at numbers. And he lit up and he's like, I am. And I said, yeah, that's what God says about you. And what he says is always the truth, no matter what it looks like.
No matter what.
And so he has taken that on. And when he has trouble with math, he actually has improved exponentially. Like, and we had gotten all the flashcards and we weren't even using them. And the teacher's like, he's really improving.
Whoa.
And I go, it's just this one thing. Like, we told him who he was. And even for him, just last night, my husband did this. He reframed the word math problem. And he said to him, Sai, what are you doing right now, son? And he goes, I'm doing math opportunities.
Oh my goodness.
And so we reframed it for him and we've told him who he is and he declares it over himself. I am good at math. When he gets frustrated, we're like, remember who you are? I'm good at math.
Oh man.
And it,
Linda,
can change things.
That is so powerful. Guys, what we're talking about is in the Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Do not treat prophecies with contempt.
Yeah.
And Paul said, I wish everyone would speak in tongues. He said that too, but he talked about the fact that we should all desire prophecy.
Even more.
Even
because
more.
It's for building each other up.
It is for building each other up. Yeah. And guys, the world wants to tear us down. The world wants to tear our kids down. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you guys, your kids are going to have a rude awakening whenever they come out of your home, but they may already at their high school or middle school.
Well, and even in your home.
Even in your home, right? But yeah. when they get out into the world, it is not usually a place where they will get encouragement. It is the opposite. And give them that encouragement. Be that person that they can come to that will never stop believing in the plans God has for them, that will always believe in them. And so, let's pray for our moms as they're getting ready to go into their time. Why don't you start praying?
All right. Dear Lord, we just thank you for each mom on this broadcast. And God, I thank you for the ideas that you're going to give her, the God ideas for what exactly specifically to do for each and every one of her kids.
Mm-hmm.
I thank you for those children, Lord. Children are a blessing.
Yeah.
They are an inheritance and a legacy, Lord. We just thank you so much for the blessing of children. And we just ask that you give each mom the confidence to know that she hears your voice for her children and that the words that she speaks from your heart can change their destinies completely, can fill them with life because your words are life. Help her to choose life today for her kids and every day going forward, Lord, and to speak life over them. And if there are any instances where all of us do it, where we have, you know, spoken words that are not life over our kids, Lord, would you go in and heal those places? Would you show us where they are so that we can go there with you and heal those places in our hearts and in our kids' hearts?
Yes.
Show us when we need to repent of things. Convict us when the words are about to come out of our mouths or even right after, Lord, so that we can go and immediately take care of that, Lord. I just ask for so much grace over each mom, so much grace, so much wisdom, Lord, and just confidence that they know that they can do all things through you, Lord. So we just thank you that you are the God of abundance. You have all of the wisdom in the world. You have all of the right words. You know our children's destinies, and you want to tell us what they are, Lord. So I just bless each woman here and her family, her kids, as she seeks you for those words, Lord, and for that wisdom to walk in it.
Yeah. Oh, so good. And Lord, I thank you that you are the giver of good gifts, that you are Father in heaven and you know the good gifts to give to us. And I pray for each of my friends listening today that they would be givers of good gifts as well to their children. They would give them the gift of a word of encouragement. They would give them the gift of a mama or a dad that goes to God and says, give me a word for my child that is struggling, or give me a word for my child at their birthday, or give me a word for my child just to pick them up after school.
Yes.
And Lord, I pray that they would follow you and that when you give them that word, that they will hear it, they won't doubt it, and that it will line up with Scripture. We always line everything up with Scripture. And if it is against Scripture, then we don't, it is not from you. And Lord, I pray that it would be an encouraging word. I pray, Lord, that it would be a tool to help their children to know you more and to be stronger in you. And I pray, Lord, for my friend, if she's ever had struggles hearing God's voice, or if she has a little trouble today hearing you, that she would keep asking. Right. You're not a vending machine, God. You're not a robot. You don't just perform. Lord, I pray that she would sit with you. She would sing a little worship song before just really getting her heart still, that she would invest a few moments of her time into sitting with you and asking you for an encouraging word for her children. And Lord, I know that you are faithful, but sometimes it just takes longer. So let my friend be patient as she waits for the word for her children. And I pray that it would come quickly if it's your will. And if not, if you want her to keep coming back to you over and over again until she receives it, I pray she will be patient. And just knowing that you're a good father and you know the timing, you know when this word needs to go out to their child. And most of all, you want a close relationship with, with my friend here. You want to even use this as something to draw her near to you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You had some really good words about that part right there, coming back to Christ if you don't hear his voice.
Yeah. Yeah. Just, you just keep trying.
Just keep trying.
Keep trying.
And just write down a word. If you get a word, like a like, I don't know, joy, any word, like one word, or if you get a sentence or a paragraph, write it down.
Write it down. And actually, that's an invitation.
That is an
Everything
invitation.
He gives you is an invitation to go deeper. So maybe ask him if he's given you joy for one of your kids. Like, what exactly do you mean, God? And you could even go into the Bible and search it out, you know.
Oh, like, Bible verse for joy. That's the best way, is I always give my kids a scripture when I'm doing that. So,
right.
Okay, we love you guys. Thanks for listening. Share the podcast with your friends and have a great day. Bye-bye.